fittingly, the end of March is pretty much the end of Mars this year. Mars is finally losing its battle to stay up in the evening sky, and it's getting lost in the sun's afterglow. But the evening of Saturday, March 21st, you may be able to glimpse it just north of due west, about an hour after sunset. The red planet will be quite low, and just east of it will have a very thin crescent moon. If you can spot these two, and I'd recommend binoculars, I think it'll be a real treat. Speaking of which, the moon keeps moving, and the next night, Sunday, March 22nd, it'll be east of Venus, and they always make a nice pair. We had a new moon on the day of the equinox, March 20th, and so now we're in the first half of the new lunar cycle when the moon is waxing. But the brightening moon won't be dimming Venus. Besides being the closest planet to Earth and brilliant, it's not going to be outshone because you won't see it next to a bright full moon. Venus is high in the west now, and as the moon waxes, it moves eastward, leaving Venus to shine all by itself. And when Venus is in the morning sky, it's in the east, because it's closer to the sun than we are, and so it appears in the general vicinity of the sun. But a full moon is opposite the sun, so in the morning, it'll be setting over in the west, again not close to Venus, or Mercury for that matter. Mercury hugs the sun even closer than Venus. So, we get nice, pretty pairings between these planets and either a young crescent moon over the sunset horizon or an old moon over the sunrise horizon. But Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are outer planets, and they aren't tied to the sun that way. They can be up all night, and any phase of the moon can pair up with them temporarily. But when one of them is opposite the sun, then the next full moon is going to be in that same area of space, and it'll rise near the planet and overpower it the whole night long. One more note on Venus. To us, it's very beautiful, but its surface temperature is about 860 degrees Fahrenheit, which would melt lead. Venus's atmosphere is mostly carbon dioxide, laced with some very reflective clouds of sulfuric acid. But carbon dioxide is, of course, a greenhouse gas, and it traps infrared radiation from the sun beneath the clouds. This heats up the planet and makes it hotter even than Mercury. This is known as a runaway greenhouse effect. Also, the atmospheric pressure is about 90 times what we experience. So if you were to land on Venus, you'd be crushed as well as melted. It's a nice place to look at, not so nice to visit. But yes, the moon is waxing now, and that process ends with a full moon in the early morning of Saturday, April 4th. But it's not just any full moon. We have a total lunar eclipse. That's the good news. The not-so-good news, besides the fact that the eclipse begins at 5:16 a.m., is that the moon sets before it reaches the point of totality. In Grand Marais, the moon sets at 6:41 that morning. However, that's just 17 minutes before totality, and it's after sunrise. So that means a darkened moon is going to set against a bright sky, and that's something we don't see very often. Also, we shouldn't feel too bad about missing totality, because this time it only lasts 5 minutes. This eclipse is the third in a tetrad, which is four lunar eclipses in a row that are all total, even if just for a brief moment. That's all for now, and happy star watching.